Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 17, 20 through 22. And as for Ishmael, I heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful and multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. 21. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year. Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abram. Okay, God and Abram's talking here. He said, listen, I didn't forget about Ishmael. Okay, Ishmael, even though Ishmael was not going to be the heir, Isaac's going to be there, but God still didn't forget him. God blessed him. Okay, and as you look here, God told him what he's going to do. You know, this time next year, Isaac will be born. Okay, I've not forget Ishmael. He's going to be blessed. And all that, and God's going to bless him, but he wasn't part to be the heir of Abraham. So as you can see here, this is a conversation that Abraham and God had here, okay? Now, and it's just like if we look at that situation right there, you know, like Ishmael was brought to the side or something, you could say, kind of, he wouldn't really toss, he thought he was, but he's not because God's going to bless him. But and also in my study Bible, it says this, regardless of your circumstances, God has not forgotten you. Obey him and trust in his plan. And it's just like here, you know, like he told Abraham, hey, I didn't forget Ishmael. I'm going to bless him. But you're still my will. You're still my plan. Okay. This is still my plan for you to have Isaac and everything with Sarah, your wife will bear as Isaac in a year from now. So as you can see here, that's what's going on. So Ishmael got blessed and God did not forget him. And it's just like us. God will not forget us. Okay. Whatever we're going through, God is going to be there with us and he's going to help us and he's going to lead, guide, and direct us. All we have to do is trust in him and obey him. We need to trust in the Lord and obey him and wherever we see ourselves at, knowing that God is going to see you through. God hadn't forgot about you. He didn't forget about Ishmael here and God ain't going to forget about you. Remember that. Use that Old Testament right here in Genesis chapter 17, verse 20. Use that example how God did not forget Ishmael and God's not going to forget us. That's a good little example to always kind of remember in our heads that God is always with us and he's always going to be with us. All we have to do is trust and obey him. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I preserve this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, you just touch them today. Lord, touch their need, God. God, thank you, Lord, for always being with us. Thank you, Lord, for not get. Sometimes we feel like you forget us, but you don't, Lord. You never forget us. We are always going to be your child, Lord, and be in your will, Lord, and be in your plan, your perfect plan, Lord, as we trust and obey you, Father God. Thank you for that, Father God. Lord, you didn't forget Ishmael. I know you're not going to forget us, Lord, because we are your children, Lord. We just praise you and we just glorify and we just magnify your name, Lord. Whoever's ever listens to this podcast, be with them for your glory. Touch their knee today for your glory, Father God. And we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.